Hello? Hey there. Tap, tap, tap. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. All right, our episode today is Triggers, Tears, and Trying Again. This is season 9, and we are talking about recommitting couples, coupleships that have been wounded and broken by dis-ease and disease. Okay, so these are recommitting couples trying to come back together to heal individually, interpersonally, and relationally. And let's talk about the triggers, okay? Both parties are going to quite often be triggered, and you will be triggered by people, by places, by things, by situations, by circumstances, by the way it smells, by the fact that it's the turn of the season. There are going to be, you drove by something that reminded you of your partner when they were acting out in their disease, right? Or it's the recovering addict who's driving by the same place and feels that intense shame come up that is triggering. So we have to be mindful of triggers that are going to be, you know, they're going to come up forever. It's not like, oh, you hit the 5-year mark and you've been completely abstinence and really invested in your recovery, and all of a sudden you don't have triggers. Of course you have triggers. It's just that the behavior is not compulsively happening when you are triggered anymore. Okay. And it is the same exact thing for betrayed partners, right? And so you can be triggered and not act out in any type of safety seeking behaviors, right? So both parties can now at this stage and phase be triggered and not have a compulsive behavior or reaction that follows the trigger, right? Because your nervous system has done enough work and has started to do the work in the presence of your partner. And y'all are working on talking honestly, being very forthcoming about triggers when they occur. And you're starting to go inward to explain what is occurring, communicating it in a way that says, when I saw or experienced this stimuli, this is what happened inside of me. And it reminded me of when ... I just wanted to share this with you and ask if you could meet this need that I now have. Okay. That is the way that you want to start communicating. It's with less, and you can receive that information with less defensiveness. It's like, yes, thank you for sharing that with me. You know, because the disease isn't getting involved anymore. The disease is what causes that immediate response to the stimuli, and it is what causes that immediate defensiveness and that wall to go up that shuts down communication. And that only, of course, you know, becomes an additional trigger on top of the already existing trigger, right? And so it's really important that you're talking about these things as they arise. Okay, so that's triggers, right? Tears. Let the tears flow. Both parties. And please do it with each other. You know, not suffering in silence. If you are a recommitting couple, you are committing to experience life together, not to hide life from each other. I mean, that's what got you into this place to begin with, is hiding life, hiding feelings, hiding emotions, suffering in silence. So cry often, please, and be willing to talk about it with each other and do it with each other. This is so important as you are fostering safety with feelings, with emotions, being safe in your nervous system while being that kind of vulnerable, you know, showing that you can hold that space for each other. That's huge. So triggers, tears, and then trying again and trying again and trying again. And so this is for, again, coupleships that have done the work. You have got two individuals who are really, really working their own recovery. They're fully invested in their healing process. And now they are ready to turn towards each other and try again, try again, try again, try again. And they're to a place where they are no longer, you know, hurting each other. You know, they're just doing this together. They are ready to heal together. And so that's what I have for you guys when it comes to triggers, tears, and trying again when you are in the process of recommitting as a coupleship. All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Being willing to do this really, really tough work, it means that, you know, it's going to be messy. It's not going to be easy. And so, yeah, try again, try again, try again. But if you are to this stage and phase that you're ready to do this work, you're doing that without repeating toxic patterns and cycles of behavior, right? So please, guys, make sure that you are doing this work with a professional who can guide your coupleship to this other side of healing, okay, and recommitment. All right. Thanks so much, guys. I will see you same time, same place next time. If you have questions, please do not hesitate to reach out. We want to hear from you. We want to know where you are on your journey. A lot of people are really not to this point yet. And that's okay. That's okay. I want this podcast to be a podcast of hope for you, because it for a lot of people, it does come. For a lot of people, it doesn't, and that's okay too, because it's not always that both individuals and both parties reach the point of recovery where recommitment is even possible, much less plausible, right? So just honor where you are, and if this isn't part of your story, that is okay. Please know that your recovery journey as an individual is very important. And at some point, you might want to enter into a relationship, and this information is going to be valuable for when you're ready for that. All right. Thanks so much. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.